This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
And Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio. Spent last hour talking about whether or not a petition by Justin Fields, who started it and getting a lot of signatures, would actually save the Big Ten season. I don't think it will. I think that college football would go, oh, that's nice, but we're sticking by this decision. Because it would open up a real problem if all of a sudden players realized they had some power through the petition. But you do understand that I can only imagine how heartbroken it must be for players to know a couple of things. One, they won't be playing this upcoming season, competing for a national title. Now, you could say, well, they'll get an extra year of eligibility. But sometimes you're on teams that you know is special. You know that the pieces are in place. You know something, like, that guys are going to be going on to the NFL. They're going to continue their career. They're not going to stay for that extra year of eligibility. And you feel like this is the team I've been waiting for. And for some guys, that might be the case. Other guys, they may go, nah, what the heck? I'll take the extra year and go, you know, whatever. But for some, it may be that feeling of this is our opportunity. We feel like this is a chance to make a noise and make a push towards making the playoff and winning a national championship. But the landscape of college football without the Big Ten and without the Pac-12, if it still goes on and if it still goes through and there's a national championship playoff and there's a game and we crown a champion without those two conferences, I do think it matters that those two conferences aren't here. And playing in the spring accomplishes what? I mean, you can say, well, we could win the Big Ten, we can win the Pac-12. But that's not only going to be satisfactory for a couple of players. And Justin Fields is not one of them. Fields went to Ohio State from Georgia for an opportunity to play and play with a program that could compete to win a national championship. And also it puts him in a position to win the Heisman Trophy. How do you win the Heisman Trophy playing in the spring? Unless they go, let's hold off the Heisman Trophy until the summer, which I don't think is going to happen. So I can absolutely understand his frustration, but as having a voice, I don't know if this petition is going to work. Coming up, Alex Smith has been cleared to return to practice, but should he actually play football? We'll discuss that coming up. It is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
At the Sports Map Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Celebrating Ron Culver's birthday. Wish him a happy birthday on Twitter, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Also at Tony D Radio. Michael wants to know, due to the birthdays announced today, is ESPN going to do a 30 for 30 called Why I Hate Ron Culver?
Probably.
You share a birthday as Christian Leitner.
Yep.
So
I also share a birthday. It was another one I saw with Sean Penn.
Now, Sean Penn?
A lot of people are always angry at Sean Penn.
Yeah, they seem to be that way, yeah.
And for a while there, when my wife was pregnant with our first child, I kept getting compared to his brother Chris Penn.
Oh, really?
I didn't know if that was a compliment.
I don't know. Sean Penn's a pretty good actor, right?
Yeah, I think he's got talent.
He's got a lot of talent. He's a good actor.
He's got a wide range.
I liked him in Mystic River. I thought that was a really good movie. The one was set in New England, where he was kind of like a criminal.
Yeah.
Criminal boss, if you will. So yeah, Sean Penn, Christian Leitner.
And you know what? It just goes to show you that that a great actor can get out of the typecast role. Because you imagine if he got typecasted as a Spicoli type.
Spicoli, yeah.
Forever.
Exactly. I wonder what he was like on the set playing Spicoli. Because he's still a young guy, but he was really good. He was a really good actor. Was he just like, okay, you want me in this role now, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to... Like, was he really professional, or was he like a kid actor that, you know, still had some problems? Remember he married Madonna, and it was like weird, you know, a weird phase. We were talking last hour about whether or not, because you share a birthday with Robert De Niro, and we said if we knighted people in America, would Robert De Niro be knighted? I bring this up because I feel like everybody that has done anything good in England gets knighted. Is that how it works over there?
I think you have to have made a cultural impact, right?
Cultural impact. Okay.
I think. Because I don't know.
You watch the golf and they say Sir Nick Faldo because he got knighted by the Queen, like for being a good golfer. Is that what you can do? I was watching this documentary on Ayrton Senna, Formula One driver who died about in the early 90s, and he was racing for a group called Williams Racing. And they were talking about the owner of Williams Racing, which was Frank Williams, and he's Sir Frank Williams. And I'm like, he got knighted too. I was like, do they just do that to anybody that has any success, like big success? And the Queen goes, come on down to Buckingham Palace and we'll make you a knight. We'll knight you for your amazing accomplishment in whatever field you're in. Like Paul McCartney is a Beatle. Of course he should get knighted.
Yes.
That's probably the least of his titles.
Sean
Connery's knighted.
Greatest
right?
Bond there ever was.
Right, exactly. So there's a whole bunch of people in Britain who have done great things who have gotten knighted by the Queen. I think that would be pretty cool.
Here's a quick little synopsis. Nations with a monarch at their head of state would once upon a time issue knighthoods to their loyal subjects and foreign citizens who have done great deeds for their country.
Oh, okay. So we're kind of still doing that in Britain.
Yeah. So if you have a contribution that is on a national or international level, I guess that's how you get recognized. I mean, we just give... is it the same as the, what is that award? Kennedy Center Awards or whatever?
I was kind of thinking it was like the Medal of Freedom and things like that. Like you see the president putting on like a medal on like Ellen DeGeneres or some other cultural figure. I think Rush Limbaugh got one. Is that the same thing?
I don't know.
The sir or title as a knighthood like that. Like that would be kind of cool.
But does it come with a pardon?
Does it?
Like if you get in trouble,
can you turn that in? Yeah.
If you get in trouble, can you hold this up? Like, yeah, this is my get out of jail free card.
That's right. Exactly. All right, we're gonna get to Alex Smith in just a minute. But hey, listen up, sports bettors. Tony D telling you about one of my favorite sports books. It's BetUS. Football, basketball, baseball are back. It means time to get down your bets. BetUS.com is the best because it's the pioneer online betting site with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're gonna get paid. And that's BetUS. You need a sports book that offers everything from live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. So call today 1-800-MY-BET-US. It's 1-800-MY-BET-US, and they'll walk you through getting started. No one in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now, mention Sports Map Radio, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's crazy. 150% in bonuses. Nobody beats that. That's amazing. 25 years in the biz, the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sportsbook. Join today 1-800-MY-BET-US or go to BetUS.com. Remember, mention Sports Map Radio to get that bonus, 150% in bonuses at BetUS.com. All right, so Alex Smith has been cleared to practice. I have a hard time saying this. I'm sorry. This is amazing story.
Let's take wait, before you dive into should he, could he, would he do it. This is amazing rehab.
This is a incredible story.
Joe Theismann is jealous.
Yes. Yeah, because he said his injury was worse. This guy, like, am I over-exaggerating here to say he almost died from this? He died from this.
Definitely was going to lose a leg.
He was definitely going to lose a leg, but he almost got killed. This almost killed him. There was all sorts of infection. There was all sorts of... The idea that a medical team told him he could play professional football again is a miracle. I mean, it is an amazing story. Now, here's the thing. Is that the battle at 36 years old? Is that the battle he should say he won? Like, I ain't going to get on that field. I'm not playing for a last place team. I'm done. I got a lot of money. I got beautiful kids. Got a beautiful wife. I'm good. And I beat this. My injury is now healed enough that I could compete for the starting job with the Washington football team, but I'm not going to compete for the starting job of the football team.
Like, I would do that. I mean, I would, if I'm 30s, like, listen, and I say this all the time, so let me preface this. I never begrudge anybody, any athlete, as for who wants to play. I didn't have a problem with Brett Favre retiring and then unretiring, because it is the most difficult decision these guys will ever make in their entire life. Their entire youth has been spent getting to this level. And when they get to this level, it is hard to give it up, because when you give it up for good, and you still got a lot of life ahead of you, right? When normally when you work at a job and you put in 40 years, 45, 50 years at a company or a career or a profession, whatever it is you do, whether you're, teacher, postman, whatever it is, and you retire, you've ran its course. You've reached an age where you don't want to do it anymore. You've reached an age where you're looking forward to the relaxation. But you've ran its course. It's done its time. Some people never retire. Some people love what they do so much they take it right with them to the grave. But some people go, I've done this for so long, it's time for me to move on to my golden years and do something. Football players, baseball players, basketball players, whatever, there still could be 50 years on the calendar for them of not doing what it is they've trained their whole life to do. So if Alex Smith said, look, I know, I'm going to compete for the starting job, and I'm hopefully we can win some games here in Washington, then by all means, good luck. That's awesome. But I think that it for me to see this story play out the way it's played out, with he is not even going to forget walking. Like, they should try to keep him alive. He was going to lose his leg. He almost lost his life. It required 17 surgeries. There was an infection problem. Like, it's a miracle that he is now cleared to be on the practice field of an NFL football team. Right? I mean, if you watch the ESPN documentary, it was horrifying. But is that the battle that he could say, I won? I told you I was going to be, I told you I would return. I now officially have been approved to return, but I'm not going to continue any longer. Now, if you're Dwayne Haskins, here's the other side of it. If you're competing with this guy for a starting job and you lose, should you just quit? Should you just find another career? If the guy hasn't played since 2018 and needed multiple surgeries just to walk, and, oh, by the way, medical care just to stay alive from this injury, infection, we're going to amputate the leg like he's some Civil War soldier. And he gets to camp and he's like, this is a miracle. He can even walk and he's competing, and you lose your starting job to this guy? Come on now. You can't do that.
Retire.
Retire. If you're Dwayne Haskins or who's the other guy? Kyle Allen?
Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins was.
Kyle Allen won those starts at
Carolina.
True. Remember? Remember
when
he played pretty good?
Yeah.
Then he kind of fell off, but nevertheless. It's a miracle.
He's got to retire.
It is a miracle that he is doing that. I'm like, I'm sorry if I'm over emphasizing that word, but I'll be honest with you. I thought he was done. I kind of ignored the Alex Smith rehab stories, because I remember that injury being so horrific, and I said, well, that's nice that he'll be able to play catch with his kids. Yeah, good. Or he'll be able to maybe hike the trail with his family. I never thought in a million years he would be cleared to play professional football after that injury. That's an amazing, amazing story. So congratulations to him, and congratulations to the medical team that was behind this, that kept whatever he had to do to get to this point and the help that he needed along the way. Congratulations to them too. Because, again, it's not only touch and go with the leg, it's touch and go with his life. And he overcame it, and he has now gotten to the point where if he wants to, he can compete for the starting quarterback job with the Washington football team. I almost said Redskins, but I'm not going to. I think it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. But let's be honest, this is not a very good football team on paper. I mean, does he know that? Does he care? Does he go, look, it's not my job to predict where we might be, but does he want to play for a team that's still got some work to do to put together a quality team on the field? Or at 36 years old, with a nice looking family, and he made $31 million during that. Do you know that? The entire time he was out, from the second he went down to today, he has made $31 million because of the guaranteed money and all of that.
God, I wonder how much that was in medical
31?
Bills.
Yeah. Well, it only covers 80%.
Yeah.
You have a $5,000 copay on your surgeries, all 17 of them.
Yeah, out of $31 million, he only gets to keep a million. So, I mean, he's
right,
struggling.
Exactly. This is a great story. It's a great story. Do we need to see him play, though? Or can he go? Like, if he said today,
well, okay,
I'm done. I'm not coming back. I'm done. COVID and all this stuff. I did it. I got cleared. I'm done. Or are we so cynical that we go, no. That, no, don't get done. We're not dealing with that easy. Are going to play.
Does him getting to play, does he have to start or can he come in? I would say, you know, maybe he comes off the bench at halftime or something like that to a roaring, well, there's not going to be a crowd. Never mind. But does that complete the Disney movie? Because that's what you're looking at here.
Right, exactly.
You know, how does he complete the Disney movie? It's one thing to say, hey, you're medically cleared to come back and then take some reps in practice where he will not be tackled by anybody. I mean, if you're J.J. Watt, say the Texans are playing against the Washington team, and you're J.J. Watt or whoever, you know, pick your favorite defensive end, do you tackle him?
You got to.
If you're Aaron Donald and you have a chance to sack him, do you sack him or do you like, let me just push
two-hand
you over?
Touch him? Yeah. I don't know. Let me tell you this. This is how different I am from an athlete who's supposed to tune all that stuff out. I would be thinking that.
The entire time, right?
Like if I was J.J. Watt, me personally with my mindset, I'd be like, I'm going after a guy that nearly lost his life the last time we did this.
Yeah, maybe it's not a good idea.
I don't know. Now those guys have the ability to supposedly have the ability to shut that out. I do not have the ability to do such a thing. That's crazy. All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb is coming up in 15 minutes. Don't want to miss that as we continue. Again, hit us up on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. Wish Ron a happy birthday as we continue with the Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
It's your birthday. You have to do nothing.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today. The professional parts people can help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. On Twitter, Michael says, speaking of Sean Penn, whose birthday it is today, along with Ron Culver. If you haven't seen it, you should see an old movie he did in 1983 called Bad Boys, not the piece of garbage from Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. That's harsh, but one where Sean Penn serves time in prison. Good movie. I think I've seen this, but I think I saw it obviously years and years ago, but I think I've seen that movie. Maybe I should revisit the Sean Penn classic. So is which Spicoli and then what kind of other, he was Harvey Milk in that movie.
Yep.
And he's done a lot of good work.
Dead Man Walking.
He was in Colors, remember, with Robert Duvall? Remember that 80s L.A. Gang movie? Yeah. Sean Penn, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Ron Culver as well. So, got to go with that.
Just the same as Sean Penn. I mean, we're, you know, one and the same.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I saw a little bit of Hard Knocks the other day.
I still have not. Is that bad of me?
No, it's not. Look. I mean, obviously, coronavirus has taken the storyline in a whole different direction, right? Because now they're really concentrating on how teams are setting up, you know, their offices. Like, how are we going to do this? So they spend a lot of time showing you how the Rams are putting, like, their meeting rooms together. But they spent, like, some time at Sean McVay's house with his fiance and their dog, who he's trained to play basketball in the pool and things like that, and talking to Anthony Lynn about his wife and how they met. So there's a little bit more of those kind of things than, obviously, football, because there really isn't any. And there's not a lot to show you. But it just didn't captivate me enough to stay with it. So, look, if somebody were to tell me down the road, and I watch these all the time. I mean, I love Hard Knocks. I just like it, but I like it in the formula it gives me. I don't mind that it's the same sort of thing, just different people every single year. I like the behind the scenes stuff. It's difficult to just find this interesting. Here's the other side of the coin, though. Because this is so different, and this is historic. I mean, look, whatever happens this season in the NFL, I think we are going to put this with a little bit of, we're going to remember the quarantine and the pandemic of 2020 and how sports reacted to it. And there's going to be a lot of books written about this. There's going to be a lot of people sort of remembering what it was like when we had this problem. You remember back in 2020 when the quarantine shut us down in week 7 and then we had to come back in week 10? Like, whatever happens in the league. And this could be one of those sort of historical Hard Knocks where it's not the same. It's not a bunch of guys show up and here's some characters and here's some coaches and here they're all yelling at each other and here's some guys you're going to like and then they're going to get cut at the end and then you're not going to get to know them anymore. And that's the formula that's always worked for the show. Now it's different. It's like, okay, exactly how are the Rams going to be conducting training camp this year? How are the Chargers going to be operating this season, up and coming? Brand new stadium, but here's this virus and all of these question marks. And in the 4 episodes with no preseason games in there, it could give you a real in-depth look as to what's going on. Here's the problem. I just don't find it interesting. Like, I just don't find it interesting when the Rams are like, hey, here's what we're going to do. We'll put some tables over here, and the offense will be on this side of the big tent, and the defense will be on the other side of the big tent, and we'll keep 6 feet away from each other, and they'll be testing over here. And if the players want to get a drink, they'll have to open up the fridge with their foot. I mean, like, there is just – I've been down this road too many times with too many other things. I'm kind of quarantined, pandemic – tired. Is that safe to say? Like, I just don't need to know what everybody's doing all the time about how they're, conducting business with COVID-19. I'm done. I don't care how your restaurant is set up now. I don't care how, you were once a thriving factory with 10,000 employees, but now you're down to 3 and all the employees are wearing face shields. I'm done. I'm done with those kind of stories. I just am. I mean, I'm not saying they're not important. Of course they're important. Of course, any action that people are taking to limit exposure to this virus is important. But I feel like they're all the same. And this was going down that same road. Look at what the Rams and the Chargers are doing to prevent the spread of COVID. Okay, well, wonderful. Is this what we're going to do for 4 weeks? Probably. That's probably what this is going to be. Now, again, when this is over, if somebody were to say, hey, no, you know what? You really should watch it. It was really interesting how they did X, Y, and Z unrelated to COVID. Maybe I'll revisit it. But it's just not that interesting. Because this season, this NFL season, look, the NBA has done a great job. The NHL has done a great job. College football has been a kind of a mess in the way they've handled everything. Baseball has had 3 teams be affected by the virus in terms of canceling games on them. Obviously, they have an opponent that got games canceled as well. But it's the Marlins, the Cardinals, and the Reds that have had some sort of outbreak, either big or small, but nevertheless enough to cancel some games in which they were the epicenter of the problem. But the NFL is really where it's going to be remembered. We're going to look at the NFL season and say, look, they tried to do it business as normal, right? They're the only ones that are doing it. They're the only ones that are going to try to proceed business as normal. Every other sporting entity in this country has had to alter something, whether it's because they were in the middle of the season at the time, or they were figuring out how to do it differently without fans and move the schedule, etc. But the NFL is actually saying, okay, preseason's out. Well, that's kind of a minor breakaway from everything. But we really never cared about that anyway. But on the 10th of September is opening day in Kansas City. If that goes off and they play 17 weeks and nothing happens and all the games are in and we have a playoff and we have a Super Bowl, it's highly unlikely that that's going to happen. But if it does, you're going to remember that. Not just as any season, but as the season in which they tackled this virus and went head to head with it and won. Right. And so far, the virus has beaten every sporting event in terms of normalcy. Right. The NBA is going to crown a champion, and we may look back and celebrate the decision to go to the Disney World bubble. Same with the NHL. Brilliant. Great job. Everybody was on the same page. But if the NFL pulls it off with no bubble and no major change to the schedule, Again, here come the people writing books about how they did it. It's Wake Up Call. Good, Bad, and the Dumb coming up next on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on Sports Map Radio. It is Wake Up Call. Glad you'll be listening. This is the birthday edition for Ron Culver. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what is the good of the day despite besides it's your birthday?
Well, the good of the day, and since it is my birthday, if I lived in Bend, Oregon, yeah, I might actually take advantage of this and step back in time. And
really?
Do one of my childhood, one of my favorite childhood memories.
Which is what?
The last remaining Blockbuster on the planet is located in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. I saw this, right.
And starting today at 1 p.m. Pacific time, they are accepting reservations for you to spend the night in the last remaining Blockbuster on the planet.
So it's kind of like an Airbnb.
Yes.
That's sweet.
And that's how you find it. You find it through Airbnb.
That's amazing.
They have like a little studio area set up where they have a bed and they have a TV and you have all the movies that you want to watch. I mean, that's kind of fun.
So they're letting you stay in their business where you will be able to grab any of the movies that they have to rent.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
Now, how much would you pay to spend the night at an Airbnb?
That's really a good question.
At a Blockbuster video store.
Well, here's the thing. If you had one of those devices that could stop time where you could just, you know, like freeze everybody in place, it would be worth it. But given that you're only going to be there a certain amount of hours, you better choose wisely.
You check in at 9 p.m. You check in is from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., closing time. Obviously, because
right.
It's still a business. They're still renting. You probably have to be out by morning, right? When the store opens, maybe they have a little bit later hours.
I'm not finding the appeal of this in terms of all of the movies that you can watch.
Maybe
you're going to get two in? Maybe.
Maybe. Because you're going to fall asleep. Maybe you just sleep all day and you binge watch movies all night long.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's going to cost you the price of a video rental.
Oh, a couple of bucks?
$4.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
To spend the night in the store. Now, one of the other things I'm hoping for, they hopefully installed curtains.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Because I mean, unless you're voyeuristic,
I have a question that's not fun to ask because these are actually kind of geeky questions. What's their insurance cost on this? Like, if it's $4,
I have no idea.
Insurance goes, wait, you're just going to let a stranger just sleep here? Yeah, it's going to cost you a couple. You know, here's your policy on that for all of the, or maybe they go, yeah, we don't care. They can take whatever they want. They can break everything. I don't care.
Yeah, this says here, Sandy Harding, who's the manager of the last Blockbuster. She said, during your stay, I'll be there to hand you the keys. But after that, the store is yours for the night. When we meet, I just ask that you wear a mask. I will be too. And we keep 6 feet of social distance.
Not bad. That's actually not bad.
So for $4. Yeah. I mean, you know, it looks comfortable.
Yeah. You know what? This might sound like a fun thing to do.
You know, I mean, unfortunately, there is only a half bath.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Hopefully they dressed it up a little bit. It doesn't look like your stereotypical employee restroom.
But this would be a good opportunity to get to watch a movie that is not readily available on Netflix or anywhere else where you're like, man, remember that 1987 fun movie about the alien that, you know, whatever it is, and it'd probably be in that Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah, go grab it. So, man, how much fun was going to? I know it sounds weird, but
that was the thing.
Fun?
That's why I said, you know, living one of your childhood memories. I couldn't wait. It was like it was a staple in our house. Like Friday night, just go and rent some movies.
Yeah, like it was so cool to go to praying that the latest thing was that you wanted to see was like available. Like, oh my god!
And if it wasn't, you're like
freaking out, and you had to go find something else.
Fine, I'll watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure again.
And just walking up and down and being like, what do I want? Grabbing one and then putting it back because something else was bad. It was great.
Or you grabbed one and you walked around with it for a while because you couldn't decide, do I really want to watch this? Am I feeling drama tonight. I feel like comedy or action tonight.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember when I had herniated disc surgery. My part of the thing was I had to lay down all day, and we wheeled in one of those DVD TV combo things into the room. And my wife would just bring home bunches of movies. She's like, "I think you might like these, and if you don't, I don't care." She's like, "Watch these," and that was great. It was fun. I didn't know what she was going to bring. It was great. Now it's like I flip through Netflix all the time.
Seen it. Don't care. Yeah.
That is a good one.
It'll be interesting. I hope people hope there's going to be photos posted.
Absolutely. All right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day I'm going to give to Charlie Woods.
Charlie Woods.
You know who Charlie Woods is?
Charlie Woods. No. Who's Charlie Woods?
The son of Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah. Okay.
He was in a golf tournament over the weekend.
And tell me he won.
He. This is what I'll aken it to: 2000 U.S. Open.
He won by a mile?
It was a a nine-hole tournament. He shot 3 under for 33 and won the tournament by 5 strokes.
Wow. All right, so why is this a bad?
Because it's Tiger's kid, man.
Yeah, he has access to everything.
Tiger was served as the caddy, his caddy.
So how old is he?
It did say. I'm trying to find it real quick because I lost it here. 11.
He's 11 years old.
He's 11 years old. This is why it's bad. I mean, great on Charlie. I'm glad. I hope he has all the success, blah, 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 blah. But he's 11 years old. He just dominated a nine-hole par three course, winning it by 5 strokes.
Yeah, because he's like, yeah, in my house, I have like 3 putting greens and like I can hit. Yeah.
He shot
a field, and my dad has computers and laser beams that measure everything.
Tony, he shot 3 under.
Yeah.
What, have you ever shot under?
No.
He's 11, kids.
That's awesome. Well done.
You can't be shooting under anything when you're that. I don't care if it's a par 3 course or whatever it might be. You can't be under for the entire thing.
Yeah. But he, you know. Again, he's like, his dad is like, "No, move your arms here," and kids just adapt and they just do that.
Yeah. And to win it, I mean that's fat. That's 2000 U.S. Open fashion, right?
Here's a line that a coach told me a long time ago. Right? He said, "Look, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Perfect practice makes perfect." So a lot of us who are not good at golf and have played for years and years and years is because we're doing the wrong thing over and over and over again. He probably at a very young age learned to do the right thing very early, and that's now what he does.
Yeah.
So he learned very young the club is actually supposed to be positioned here because his dad perfected that. And then instead of me, who was trying to figure it out on my own as a kid, watching Jack Nicklaus golf my way or whatever. But he was like, "No, we're going to do this." And then, by the way, when you're bored, you can go into this studio where a laser will measure everything and tell you if you're doing it right or wrong. And you can go to this, go in the backyard. Like, he's got everything at his disposal. And with free time, he probably perfected everything. So, not that surprised, but yeah, it stinks. Like, can you imagine being another parent and being like, really? Like, he gets to show up?
I got paired up with him. I mean, first of all, you're pretty cool. You're excited because, like, oh, man, Tiger's his caddy.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, he's getting pro tips. He's like, how are you reading the screen, son? No. Yeah. You're doing it wrong. Aim for your ball right here. Trust me.
Does Tiger have to bring, like, oranges and snacks and stuff to these tournaments?
No, it's an individual sport. It's not a team sport.
Don't they play in groups? Like, here's a bunch of kids from the local local club.
I don't know if that's how it works. I think it's a cutthroat league, to be honest with you.
Yeah, maybe so.
Tiger's not sharing the wealth.
No, he's definitely not. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I want everyone who's listening right now, get out your 2020 bingo card.
Yep.
Because if you had fire tornadoes on your bingo card, go ahead and check
off. Where is fire tornadoes?
California.
Really?
There's a wildfire. Now, I knew this about wildfires, that wildfires do create their own weather pattern sometimes. And you have seen fire tornadoes. But this one actually appeared on a radar.
Did it really?
That it looked like, you know how they look at the green and the red kind of meshing together? It was a meteorologist doing it. It's like, yeah, it looks like a fire tornado is being created right here. That's all we need.
Fire tornadoes.
Yep.
Oh, great.
So if you had fire tornadoes, check it off.
seriously, with the virus, we've had the murder hornets. We had there was the shark, all the shark sightings that are going on in Maine and the
still
Northeast,
going on.
Still going
just
on.
Saw
there.
News. There was a news report like literally 30 seconds ago where a man is a hero for punching a great white shark while he and his wife were out in the water swimming.
That woman died on vacation.
Yes.
By a shark attack.
Not the same one. Not the one not who the husband saved his wife.
No. But this one, she was like an executive in New York City. And she was just out there and got eaten. Or not eaten, but bitten enough to die from it. Yeah. But that now fire tornadoes.
And fire tornadoes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Plus, there's probably a bunch of things I'm missing.
Oh, I'm
in the 2020 mess that we've had this
year. Well, I mean, we started off the year heading into World War III and the fires in Australia.
Yeah, that's
Don't
right.
Don't forget
that's
about right. those guys.
Remember that. Exactly.
And Kobe. Yeah.
Fire tornadoes.
But fire tornadoes, that's the latest and greatest coming out of California. It's going to sweep across the land now.
Amazing. All right. One of the things that happens with every single night and as I get ready for the show, I get a long night of doing some things, reading, preparing, and then getting up early and need some energy. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give me the sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or the crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots consistently get 5-star reviews, including one from me. The secret is the patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. That powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism, turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, again, giving you that energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday on Wake Up Call.
Happy birthday to you.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, I can't do it like Marilyn can, but we wish Ron Culver a happy birthday today. One more trip around the sun for Ron Culver, who just discovered the joys of pressure washing.
Oh my God.
Dirty things around the house. It's the best. You start looking around for anything that's filthy. Anything even remotely dirty.
Yeah,
like,
oh no,
I'm going to blast that.
The house is going to be a different color by the time we're done.
It is great. So wonderful. Again, I can't believe it took me so long to finally get one and finally realize the joys of that of using that.
That's how I feel.
It's the best. Absolutely the best. Hey, one of the big changes we're dealing with is wearing a mask. Not all offer the same comfort and protection, so I recommend Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable and highly breathable masks. They come in sizes for adults, teens, and children. They're in stock, and they ship to you fast. One of the reasons they are highly protective is the nano-silver technology that's woven into the fabric. Nano-silver can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth. That's what we need right now, the best protection. Boomer also offers those popular nano-silver neck gaiters, so order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code Tony and save 20%. That's promo code Tony at BoomerNaturals.com. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. And the other great thing, Boomer donates one face covering for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. I love that. BoomerNaturals.com. Again, use promo code Tony and save 20%. All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. Love to hear from you as we continue along. Jake Asman Show coming up next. So without question, one of the issues that we've been wondering about with the NBA playoffs is sort of a level of watchability. Like, look, we were probably all in anyway because it's, hey, we didn't even think we were going to get this.
It's sports.
Right, it's sports. So, yeah, if I'm going to watch Milwaukee, Orlando, I mean, you know, even though Jonathan Isaac isn't playing and Orlando has no chance, because I want to see Giannis do his thing anyway. Now, Raptors-Nets might be a series I kind of dump because Brooklyn is just like, can we get out of here? Is there a best of two series we can do and just please go home? I wonder in the end, like when Memphis was leaving, if they went, thank God. And like, you know, we're okay with this. Yeah, it stinks, but you know what? I actually don't mind getting out of this bubble. How much is this is where the bubble slash kind of the tiredness of the bubble add on to the excitement and the energy of the playoffs kind of come together to form this weird emotion where you're excited to be there. You're excited to make a run at a championship. You've seen how it works. You now know the rhythm of everything. It's now not just a theory. It's now actually in practice. So you're taking your showers where you have to take your showers. You're doing your games and then leaving, following these sort of procedures. You're getting tested at certain times, whatever. You now know the rhythm of it all. So you've gotten that out of the way. Now you've got the playoffs to start today. 4 games on tap, 4 games tomorrow, where now that kicks in. But I wonder how many teams are still, or how many players on any team, it doesn't even matter if you're a favorite or an underdog, feels like, man, I am just tired of this already. I really, really miss my family. I really miss my routine. I really miss my house. I really miss my friends, whatever it may be. And how much does that play into anything? Maybe they push it all aside. Maybe nobody's affected by this. Maybe a few. But I wonder, like a team like Memphis, that didn't you look all ready to go. I mean, Jaren Jackson got hurt, but they never really found a rhythm down in the bubble, didn't actually mind leaving the bubble. Yeah, maybe they're upset that they had their opportunity and they squandered it. But in the end, as they're checking out, they go, you know what? This ain't horrible. This isn't a horrible punishment for not making the postseason, is I get out of this thing and I go home. But nevertheless, so far it has worked. So far it has been a success. Once the playoffs roll, though, and they get moving, and then these whenever positive tests come, how they affect this postseason, players that need to leave for whatever reason, that is what we're going to be watching out for. It's one thing to be breaking down these games individually to say, look, this series should go this team's way. But at any moment in any given day, you could get an announcement that Giannis got the virus or LeBron's got the virus, and it changes everything. Luka Doncic got the virus. It could change everything. You just don't know, and that's kind of the big factor. It's a little different than injuries. That, you know, unless a person gets injured in a car accident or something, injuries on the court we sort of see in the process. But you could wake up tomorrow with a report that two stars or three stars or four stars are out of the postseason. Jake Asmund Show coming up next. Happy birthday, Ron Culver, as we Sports Map Radio continues. Tony D, we'll see you tomorrow.